From the scene.
Do you have the same surgery?
Yeah, we do have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
We have three for a quorum, but we don't have the publishing equipment to be able to allow other people to come in. Yes, we get trouble. So I just think it would be inappropriate for us to hold a board meeting considering the circumstances. I do want to say thank you, everyone, for your interest in coming and getting people.
Braving the weather.
Braving the weather, yeah. We'll entertain any comments from the community, however.
Well, I didn't have to go far.
We thank you for being here. How's that?
Yes.
Whether you had to come from clear across town or not, we don't care.
I appreciate the understanding. I just think it'd be inappropriate.
I think so.
Okay. Well, and I was coming over to.
I only came because Carrie said there was donuts.
Yeah.
No.
That's at Mike's on Wednesdays. That's the day before.
I was just wondering if you guys are going after a grant still for the fire department?
The grants we're going after right now is what's been in process, and that's that ground transport one, which provides for the ambulance side and for the regular fire side.
But nothing for a fire department?
Right now, they have that seismic upgrade, and that has worked through to the recommended repairs for the structure that is existing, and it's in excess of $1 million. And it's been submitted to the state, $1.2 or $1.3 million.
That's supposed to be coming available next month.
Yeah.
So we won't know anything until next month anyway. I think March is when he said.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But yes, that's going forward, and it's a sizable amount of money. It can't improve the footprint.
Right.
But it can to upgrade the structure in all every way possible. So
almost make it new.
It will make it pretty much new. I think the only thing that will remain is the steel structures.
Is the concrete on the bottom?
Well, they're
because that comes out too.
That comes out too. They're talking about putting 50-foot deep piers of concrete down under the structure.
For seismic.
Yes.
Yeah, because we are in an earthquake.
Yeah, if you know anything on the New Madras fault, the subduction zone, earthquake potential, the Pacific Northwest, that's huge now for the state of Oregon, and they're really pushing for these seismic upgrades, especially in small rural districts such as this. So it's very favorable that it goes forward and will be selected. If not, it's automatically resubmitted next year. So it's hardly as money well spent. I think it cost us
$4,000.
So
that's the one that $4,000 is a constant resubmit until we get it, right?
No,
just one time.
One time.
It's a one-time fee, but they'll constantly
resubmit
the application.
Right.
That's what I thought.
Right.
We paid once.
So that keeps the money.
Yes.
that
pays. Yeah, that pays.
We get the grant.
That pays that company to do the work that they did. The other grant we're looking at is a smaller grant. Nate and I'm working on potential list of radio upgrades for the apparatus and handheld radios. That's a $5,000 to $25,000 option. And then Nate is looking for some money to help improve the truck that we now are working on to the point of getting a snowplow attachment to the front. So because of the remote areas on the backside of the estates and areas like that, they need sometimes to be able to push in to get to a medical aid call or a care call of some kind. The other issue with that is sometimes we have a bunch of our volunteers that live remote, and they have no means to get out once heavy snowfalls happen. So it's a chance for us to push out. So he's been looking at some used equipment like that, or us looking to a small grant from the tribe to be able to pay for that piece of equipment.
Are we working with the tribe on that?
Not yet, but we're still kind of looking at what the cost would be on that kind of a grant, or piece of equipment for a grant such as that. Other than that, we haven't discussed it with the board. The property next door still is not secured, and because we haven't had the the finances to do so. So right now, that's one of those things that if this ground transport grant comes through, we're looking at between $50,000 and $65,000. About 60% of it goes on the EMS side, 25% goes on the fire side. But that would potentially be an ability to interact with that. That grant we were seeking fell through because we weren't able to get the financial commitment response from the community.
Is that something we're working on?
I have not heard about this one.
That came from Y, and that came from their board president.
Okay.
They've used it for the last 2 years. They're like the application's super simple for it, and
be nice to be able to get a new apparatus. So they're
They got upgrades to their gym. They got all new windows at Bly's gym.
This is a rural health transformation program funding, $197 million.
Available.
Mike, you and I can work on a committee on that, and then we'll take a look at this.
How did I get volunteered?
You brought it up.
You brought it up. Voluntold. Not volunteered, voluntold.
See,
So.
I quit.
Not allowed. So anyway, thank you
We have to have a load on that.
Yeah, thank you for coming out, and we'll move on from here.
Yeah. Is there any word on the EMS zoning district and the fire district becoming the same?
Last Nate was talking about that. He was working with the emergency manager with getting a document from Chiloquin board for us.
For everybody.
For us to sign, yes. We were all in agreement on that.
Yeah, they told me that they have to sign it over to us and we have to sign the little
steps. Yes, and so he and they were working on the paperwork. That's the last I was informed. That would be nice. Because that covers our area.
Yeah, because I didn't know whether to read it with Chiloquin or wait until it's changed.
Yeah.
So I had a thought, and I'm just going to throw this out. It's scary, I know. So anyway, last year's budget, we allotted $5,000 to legal fees. And we did again this year. You did not spend last year's $5,000.
No. There we have not.
Personally, I think we should throw that into a separate account and then add this $5,000 from this year into that account and keep it separate money from the general budget. Now, I don't know the legalities of stuff. I'm trying to find out from a guy that runs Edward Jones, one of the Edward Jones in town, see if we can invest that money and have it an interest-bearing
interest. I was just
going to
say money market.
That's
like
that,
a CD or something.
Well, that's that LPIG account is a higher interest account.
Yes.
Yeah, this does almost triple that in interest. So anyway, he's trying to find out the legalities of it, whether we can use tax money into an account like that. And if we can, I'd like to see us put together a little bit of a war chest. So when we have a problem, we're not standing here with our butts in the wind,
yep,
saying, "Hey, we got to scramble to come up with an attorney. Now we got to pay attorney fees because one of the attorneys I talked to, the retainer fee is $3,000. That's before you even start, and her hourly rate is $300 an hour.
So you got 10 hours worth. And I've got two phone calls into getting us a district attorney. So.
That's what I found so far, and I've been, honestly, if we have a lawsuit, it's going to cost us some money.
Yeah, and that's...
And so I think we're foolish not to take it out of the budget and set it aside
into a specifically designated area. But I don't know if we can still do that with last year's budget, or if we just need to move forward with this year's budget. I don't know how that's gonna work.
Well, there's something else for you to research.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm lacking on things to research, thank you.
Keep you busy with the snowball.
I have been busy on the phone, let me tell you.
Keep you out of trouble.
Yes.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'll adjourn the meeting because we're not having a meeting.
Yeah. No, I was just...
We're gonna start one, so yeah. We really can't adjourn.
What am I doing?
So what do you think about it?
Well, I think what everybody has done is they use that LPIG state deposit for doing the higher interest. So to me, that sounds like the other higher interest bearing accounts are not acceptable. In order to have the tax ability. But as far as legal representation, I've got two phone calls in to the list that Dave gave us. All I did is leave messages, haven't got calls back. But we're gonna have to do a routine. I'm just hoping it's not a weird one.
This one is not, I already checked on that.
Yeah, send me the name.
And this one can't recommend in climate.
I can't remember the name of the
show.
I'll see if it's on the list from Dave too.
Dave
Matthews.
Oh, okay.
The email list. And we didn't do it last year.
Gotcha. So what I'm looking at is this Ratliff was recommended from one of the other boards. And so I did a little checking on him. He's partners with the guy that just got fired from the county. I don't know what he got fired for. He was the building inspector or whatever, treasury inspector. A month ago. Yeah, this guy's partner. So I think I can cross that one off.
Yeah.
How do you feel about
that? That sounds...
Huh?
That there sounds great. I'm not, I'll go into that list. Picture's not on that list too.
So what I'm finding is when I call attorneys, I ask for business experience. So this is bare law, initial consultation,
150.
And that's if we don't... if we don't retain her, if we retain her, that first half hour is waived.
Yeah, and I think
she's willing to do a Zoom call meeting with us, with the board. So that was, I called her this morning to find out if that was an option. Instead of having her entire board going there, or her coming here.
Yeah. Other door.
Could we do a Zoom call meeting for a...
We would do
that's
meeting and Zoom call with.
Okay, so that's what I figured.
Yeah, we could do that.
So,
that just requires to do 48 hours.
I saw mine too. I always wanted to turn my
head. Let's talk about this.
Well, I talked. She said no.
She's calling on me to come over the door.
So this should be any time.
Mid-February.
So this is ambulance prices.
You're on this
side
of the river.
Right now.
Even though now Daisy is part of the board,
So I can start putting together a
fact sheet.
Fact sheet.
Finance sheet. Yeah. And then
this is gonna say sweeping
about a half million. I'm thinking about half million.
That's what I'm figuring too. But if we break it down for people, they can understand where it goes.
Yeah.
And then we can start. I went to Mike's board meeting last month. They were super receptive. I told them, I said, I don't know how this is going to look. I said, this could look like the ambulance comes to supply two days a week because of staffing. If you guys can figure out staffing for a couple days a week. And then we're like, we want to get so,
but it's coming in your district, so maybe.
They've only got one EMT, and he works a full-time job in town.
Oh.
And so, he would have to do it like on his weekends, and now we're committing to 7 days a week. That's just too much for him.
Yeah, no, no.
I get it.
Yeah.
So,
Right now, the model is for the ambulance to be out somewhere else. For right now 4 days in Bonanza, and so if we could get that one day elsewhere, but then you weren't, that'd be a something for Nate to kind of come up with a plan for the staffing.
I get it. I haven't wanted to bother Nate.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, we
I'm trying to
get the cost.
Huh?
We need the cost breakdown like you've got going there.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna. That's what I'm working on. So just so we aren't covering each other, doubling each other's footsteps here. But yeah. So
yeah, what I'm hoping is that when I finally get attorney locked down, that we pay a non-yearly retainer fee. We just pay a retainer fee which sits on the books until we need it.
That's what this is.
Yeah, and that sounds.
That's what she is.
Yeah.
Is that the local one you were telling me about? Nice.
It was $3,000 retainer on that one.
It is what it is.
That's not bad. I was expecting six.
Well, remember where we are.
Well, I bullshitted the secretary.
Right now, I can see this much.
Then I kept asking questions. And then I get less.
Yep.
And she was like, wow. And then so she made a couple comments about, well, can we just meet with you without having a without making a public meeting? And I said, don't try to lead me astray, lady. I said, we got to keep this thing, you know, the ethics shit. She's like, there's got to be a loophole in there somewhere. And so I had her die. I'm laughing at her today.
Well, watch that.
Oh, I'm going to.